Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Algier trying to get left side. Tyler turns the corner, hit the pylon. Touchdown, Atlanta. Tyler Algier into the end zone with his fourth rushing score of the year.
It is 7:05 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan working overtime behind the glass, getting those highlights for us.
Dude. Because there were so many. I mean, I'm bogged down back here.
Before those two carries inside the 10, he was two carries for minus 4 yards, Tyler Algier was. So that's just.
And we saw why. You know, when you're not getting guys blocked up front, he needs to be going downhill because he's not making people miss in the backfield.
Agreed.
So that's why on those third and those short yardage situations, I do want him to have the ball, but you got to find a way to get people blocked because if not, it's an automatic loss. And it just, I don't know, it's just I can't think of one thing that I left yesterday at the stadium with where I was like, man, I feel good about this. Other than like that happened on the field. I thought we did a good job in the broadcast. I thought Wes Snarch crushed it. I thought pregame was good.
The only thing that I came away from that was a bright spot was Brandon Dorlus. I thought he played well.
That's fair. I thought, you're right. Dorlus did play well. He's just, all the bad really blocks out one.
I agree,
one
dude.
Small
I'm not here to brighten anybody's day, honestly. I'm commiserating with everybody. That was bad. There's no two ways about it. It was bad. And you can't sugarcoat any of it. And if you're asking questions about the future of this franchise, I'm with you. I've never felt more downtrodden about the future of this franchise than I feel right now.
And we are letting you use us as your therapy session this morning, 404-726-0929, because it is a Falcons Monday, an unfortunate Falcons Monday. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We'll get to some of the tweets and your calls in a moment, but I'll get you caught up on the headlines before you head out this morning. Friday night, Hawks beat the Magic 111-107. Saturday fell to the Thunder 117-100. They play again tonight against the Bulls in Chicago. World Series is split right now. Blue Jays won on Friday. Dodgers won on Saturday. The series moves to L.A. tomorrow for Game 3 at 8 o'clock. The Packers beat the Steelers last night 35-25 in Sunday Night Football. And, of course, you already know what happened yesterday at the Benz. Falcons lost to Miami 34-10. The Falcons were plagued with injuries, though. Michael Penix, Drake London, Zach Harrison, Divine Diablo, Jalen Walker, all out. Kirk Cousins made his first start since December of last year. And Raheem Morris actually talked with Dave Archer after the game yesterday about these injuries.
Yeah, nobody cares. Okay. You know, that's never a part of it. You got to go out there, next man up mentality, and try to go out there and get a win.
Of course we don't care. And I'm glad he said that. It's not like they didn't have injuries. They have injuries all over the place. They just put Darren Waller on IR. The Tyreek Hill's been out. I mean, their offensive line's been awful. Their run defense has been awful. That's a 1-6 football team, whatever it was at the time, and you fell completely flat on your face. When you were reading those headlines, I started thinking about Todd McClure. He's an LSU grad that obviously is in the Falcons Ring of Honor, and he does a digital show. His digital show this weekend was awful. Like, he was like, I have never been at a lower point in my life than watching LSU and the Falcons over the weekend.
Oh, he did it last night?
Yeah. Because Brian Kelly was fired.
Oh, yeah.
So he does a show when Brian Kelly was fired. Dude, it was, I'm right there. It's just so bad. Yesterday, watching that game didn't feel real. It did not feel real watching what the Falcons were doing on the field, and all things considered.
Nothing, it all felt like a preseason game. Everything felt like a preseason game. The atmosphere felt like a preseason game in there, in that building yesterday. Sorry, it's the truth. It felt like a preseason game in the building. You played like it was a preseason game. It didn't feel like it was any, there's hardly any, it felt emotionless. It felt like a bad dream the entire day because I was like, there's no way I'm awake. There's zero energy anywhere.
Yeah.
Anywhere. And it was awful. Everything was just wrong. And now I'm on Twitter and Emmanuel Acho, I'm not a big fan of anyways, pops up and he's breaking down, he's crushing Kirk Cousins, which is fine. There's all these plays that crushed Kirk Cousins from yesterday. Not all, but a few. And he's picking out a play when the game's 31-3. And he's like, oh, you checked into this? Dude, what? Hey, I mean,
talk about pile jumping.
Tell me you're clout chasing yourself. Like, you know, you couldn't hit on the Sills and him miscommunication, or a fade right on third and four to Hodge, or overthrowing Mooney by, two squid billies of height.
Yeah,
that's 10 feet.
I was gonna say almost it comes out 10 feet.
It's actually more than that because I'm 5'8" and a half. So you know, you build around 11 and a half.
Either
feet.
Way.
Anyways, you're gonna pick a 31-3 checkdown.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, come on, dude.
And let's be real. That's Zach Robinson's problem.
Oh. I think everything's Zach Robinson's problem.
Here's where a guy like that goes wrong. I'll listen to Orlovsky all day talk about Kirk Cousins. I'll listen to Kurt Warner all day talk about this offense and Kirk Cousins. I ain't listen. Okay, Acho, thank you. I'm not listening to you talk about Kirk Cousins. You want to talk about anything? If you're one of these guys cloud chasing right now, let's talk about the fact that against the worst rush defense in the NFL, Bijan Robinson had 8 carries for 25 yards. Wait, let's talk about that.
Or how about the fourth best rushing offense in the league had 45? How about the fact that you had 30 plays through the first three quarters? 30, which means you're averaging 10 plays a quarter. They ran almost 70 plays yesterday. You ran 50. 20 of those came in the fourth quarter, when the game was out of reach.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
That is really bad.
You know what's the crazy part about the 70 that they ran? At no point did I know what they were going to run. And on the flip side, every time we were about to take a snap, it felt like we knew exactly what was coming.
Well, I knew they were going to run the ball, a few of those, but I didn't know where it was going.
Touche. No, and it's maddening. Every time they would run a cool looking play, I'd be like, why don't we have that? Why don't we have Devon Achane, you know, tucking into the B gap and leaking out the backside of the formation for a touchdown? Why don't we have, you know, Jalen Waddle on the crossing route where he accelerates and gets into the end zone from 50 yards out? Why don't we have the three count screens over the middle? Why just maddening. The fact that they can come in here, this is what's so frustrating. And maybe this is the answer to the entire equation. We don't have exterior blockers other than Charlie Warner. We don't. They come in here. They've got two tight ends injured. So what do? They go jumbo. They utilize a fullback. Ingold was in there the whole time, even though he got destroyed a couple of times by A.J. Terrell. They bring a tight end up from the practice squad. Like, and then all those guys we're talking about who don't even seem like they should have a role in this game completely destroyed us. Completely destroyed us. Practice squad guys, sixth offensive lineman, and fullback. And they absolutely destroyed our perimeter. Destroyed us.
It was – again, I come back to the fact that, like, we were talking about it, and do you think – I can't even tell you what the offensive game plan was yesterday.
I don't know.
And, you know, part of it was – is that you didn't – how many three and outs did you have? You didn't have the ball – so it was hard to get into it, but the way you tried to get into it wasn't working either.
You had 3 3 and outs in the first half. You had 5 possessions if you include the kneel down. So do the math there. You had 1 possession where you actually had a drive and got a field goal.
Yeah. And it looks like you're maybe starting to correct it, right? In the second half, you go 3 and out, then you get them to go 3 and out, and then you start moving the football. You get the pass interference call. You get the big little screen to Bijan. And then you hand the ball to him, and he fumbles it on his own accord.
He didn't look like himself yesterday.
Nobody looked right yesterday.
He has the fumble. He gave up a sack on a block.
Like that one was – hold on. We watched that. And that one's tough because I don't know what Cousins was doing because he didn't look like he fully did a full drop. And Bijan
goes – this was a quick throw, yeah.
Yeah, and Bijan goes to make that block. I think he might have took Kirk Cousins' head off. Because what happened? Because you know how if he gets pushed back at all in that block, he's into Cousins. It just that one. I don't know if it was on him, but I mean, I don't know. I just
either way,
I'm disgusted.
I am too, man.
I think for the first time yesterday, I saw Bijan like shake his head disappointed.
Yeah,
and,
I agree.
Because normally when something goes wrong, he's just like, all right, let's go. And he gets back at it. And he finally looked disappointed yesterday. And like a little bit
shaken.
Cade
Nellis did that too.
Yeah.
It's the first time I've seen Cade do it. He looked like, man, I don't know what to do right now.
Remember that time that Desmond Ridder threw that interception in Carolina? And
I
broke up with him?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way I feel now.
This one time at band camp.
So does this mean I'm like, I guess Zach Robinson's it now.
Oh, I've cut ties with Zach Robinson.
I think I'm breaking up. That, I think me and Zach are breaking up.
That ship has sailed.
Yeah, John letters written today.
Dude, yeah.
And like I said, I don't know that Raheem gets the opportunity to pull a Jimmy Lake to Jeff Ulbrich, but both of his coordinator hires, you have to hold them accountable for it, and they've both fallen completely flat on their face.
If you want to do that, you better find out if TJ Yates is Joe Brady.
And that's my issue. And you and I talked about this yesterday.
If Ken Zampezi is.
It's okay, changing the play caller, fine, if that's what you want to do, and I would agree. But TJ Yates is going to be working with the same playbook. I don't know.
Hold on. Now, I want to ask you. I want to push back if I can, and maybe you can tell me that I'm wrong or right. But look, you can run a lot of different plays out of the similar formations. Like you can't be install for a different play out of the same formation. Can't be that hard. Can it?
Yeah, no, but how many can you do? Okay, let's just say you install one play per week.
Well, hell, at this point,
two plays per week.
At this point, a couple plays per formation. I mean, you got these guys.
Well, it can't get worse. To your point, it can't
get worse. Any kind of variety would change it up. But it just.
Pull a guy left, pull a guy right. We'll see what happens.
There's a disconnect up front, too. There's something going wrong with our blocking.
I know what's going wrong with the blocking. They know where we're going. That's the problem.
But yesterday they were coming. Yesterday they were coming downhill and running behind the plays and able to make them because
our offensive line is counting on them reacting like J.D. Bertrand, where he pops his feet for about 3 seconds and then reacts to it. That's what you're counting on. Nobody's doing that anymore because they know when Bijan's in the pistol and you open up and you put your arm out with the ball. Bijan's going to run right behind Charlie Warner. Like, that's what our offense is right now.
Well, I know we have a lot of people hanging on hold. We weren't able to get to your calls right now. If you could hang on, please do. We will get to you. This Saturday from noon until 2, you can join me at Lou Sobkia and Cumming as we get ready for Sunday's big game. Once we turn the page on this game, one lucky fan will win the ultimate tailgate kit, 50-inch 4K smart TV. With a stand, other prizes come along with it, and another winner will take home tickets to an upcoming home game. Again, it's Saturday, noon to 2 at Lou Sobkia in Cumming. Coming up, sometimes your owner criticizing you hurts a little bit more than you let on. We're going to hear from Justin Fields when we zoom out, take a look around the NFL next. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're going to go in the huddle in a moment, but Dylan is fielding your calls behind the glass on this Falcons loss, 34-10, Dolphins win at the Benz. Let's go out to Bob in Suwanee. Bob, what's going on this morning?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks so much for the therapy session. Here's what I'm struggling with, and Mike, I'll ask you this question: How does a coach from the Kyle Shanahan tree have a thin playbook? This I can't figure. You said that. Well, they know where we're going. How does that happen with a Kyle Shanahan coach? I'm really struggling to understand that. He's second year in. How does that happen?
Yeah.
And here's my other question. Wouldn't that come up in the interview that you'd say, well, yeah, he might be a Kyle Shanahan coach, but he doesn't know the playbook?
Yeah. No, I think it's a fair enough question. And Bo, you just said it as well as I could. He's not really a Kyle Shanahan guy.
Yeah, he's a McVay guy.
Sean McVay's might be a Kyle Shanahan guy, maybe. You know,
Sean McVay's a Mike Shanahan guy.
There you go.
And McVay left Washington and went out there and got a job. Now he didn't leave. He was away from Mike because he'd already been fired, obviously. But but he's a McVay guy. But guess what? Just change Shanahan in for McVay, and how is that? I don't know. I think Mike, you tell me. I think sometimes guys get hung up on what they want to do and kind of in this conservative mode or this mindset, and they don't want to do too much because they're playing it too safe.
Here's how I feel like this entire thing went. And let me just back up just a little bit. We just talked about LSU having more recently won a national title than Florida, right? And we talked about how 2019 LSU and Ed Orgeron won a title.
That's right.
That was the first year Zach Robinson's ever coached football. 2019 was the first year Zach Robinson's ever coached football. Mm-hmm. Think about that. Isn't that crazy that we're talking about 6 years ago that was the first time he's ever coached football? And what happened is he's a smart dude. He knows passing concepts. All right. He played in a Mike Gundy. He obviously was under Sean McVay. He saw what Zach Taylor wanted to do. He knows passing concepts. He doesn't know run concepts. And so when he got here and you retained Dwayne Ledford under Arthur Smith, he just straight up was like, look, you guys seem to have a good thing here with a good running back. Let's just keep doing it. And nothing was ever built off of it. Nothing. They actually talked about this on the broadcast last night with the Steelers. And how they've married Arthur Smith's offense with Aaron Rodgers' offense and how they have these concepts they both want to do and how they've gone about kind of piecing those together. They haven't been pieced together here. It's just straight up Zach Robinson knows how to pass the ball and knows how to layer defenses. And then you have Dwayne Ledford in this run game and this wide zone that they seem to know how to do between the 20s. But there's nothing about it that actually fits together like puzzle pieces. There's no play action. There's no draw. There's barely a screen game. There's no middle screen game. There's no three-count screen game, and it hasn't meshed. And Zach Robinson simply does not have the longevity in his background to be able to know how to fix it. He hasn't coached long enough to know how to fix it because all of his years under Sean McVay, it was Sean McVay's job to fix it. And now it's on him. And now he's looking around going, I'm not sure what to do here. And that's where we're at.
I don't love some of the passing concepts either. I don't think we have enough guys running – inside breaking routes. It feels like everything is a comeback or a go. I need some drag routes, you know, across some little, you know, in cutting routes to get guys. We need to just get guys on the move with the ball in their hands. I mean, we had one yesterday and it went about, like I said, two and a quarter squib billies over Darnell Mooney's head. So it was a little high.
Well, we are continuing the conversation about the Falcons all day today. You can tweet us at 929 Morning Shift. And tomorrow, join Dukes and Bell for a special broadcast from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. They'll be getting ready for the big college football game just down the street while enjoying all the eats, drinks, and scenic views at Twin Peaks. It's Dukes and Bell tomorrow from 2 to 6 at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Last week, we talked about this. Jets owner Woody Johnson had some strong critiques of quarterback Justin Fields. Now, Justin was super professional last week. He was like, I didn't even hear it. It doesn't bother me. But Now he's saying things have just kind of been a lot lately.
It's been a lot for me, emotionally, spiritually. When I was on the field, I was damn near about to start crying, not because of we won, but just because of the goodness of God. And I'm going to get pretty vulnerable right here, but this week I kind of, you know, I found myself in my closet crying on the ground, laying down. Not because of the hardships, not because of the troubles. I felt like, you know, I was built to handle that and I was put in place to handle this situation. But I just had gotten a text from my sister and my stepmom, and it was just an encouraging text. It was just a sign from God for me to keep going, and that, you know, I'm in the right place. Yesterday, I was just praying over and over and over again, like, yo, like, just one win.
Now, two different takeaways from that. First and foremost, he's never sounded more relatable, and I'm so proud of the way he's matured, because I think that this is such a more mature version of Justin Fields, and I'm so glad he got the win. The second thing that popped in my head was he probably has a pretty big closet. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this is not your typical 3x4 coat closet where he's got his knees in his chest. Like, he might be laying down, you know.
Maybe got a TV in
there.
He's
got plenty of room. Yeah, he's got plenty of room.
Like, almost like he can, it's like a man room, man room.
Yeah, he's got plenty of room.
I listened to the entire thing last night, and for one, I do think he sounded extremely relatable, and I think it sounded extremely mature for a guy that I think at times has been questioned, right? But some of the things have been questioned. I think it's a very we don't understand how much guts it took what he just did to be vulnerable and let everyone. I mean, he told the whole world he cries in his closet. I mean, essentially he was like, hey, I was in a lifetime position in my closet.
Yeah.
And like, I'm okay with it because we got to win. And I appreciate him talking about his faith too. I think that's one of those things that, you know, a lot of guys will say it and it went in after, you know, here and there. But it seems like he's been very open about this year, which also shows the maturity of him. So I'm really pumped for him. He's a local kid that he's. I don't know what his future is in the league, as far as backup or starter, because it feels like it's leaning towards backup. One game doesn't change the whole season.
Sure,
but I am glad that after he was trashed by his owner, he got some validation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel the same way.
Saints bench Spencer Rattler for Tyler Shuck midway through their loss to the Bucks, 23-3. Here's Kellen Moore on that decision.
I think we just got to evaluate this whole thing in the next 48 hours on offense, find the solutions that give us the best chance to win. Thought Tyler went in there and, you know, he looked the part. He made some plays. The one interception was unfortunate, gave us a chance to convert there. And so, you know, we'll obviously make that evaluation here quickly and make some decisions moving forward. But, you know, this had more to do with the whole offense just not playing well enough and hopefully trying to generate some form of a spark there. Unfortunately, wasn't able to be done.
I'm not sure New Orleans is not in a better place than we are.
Really?
Doesn't that makes me sick to think. I was thinking about that on the way home yesterday. They've got their first rounder next year. You know what I mean? I'm just looking at it going, yeah, they're not very good, but at least everything feels like it's in front of them. This feels like the bottom for them. I'm not sure that we're done spiraling.
They still haven't reset their cap, which they're going to have to do. They haven't fixed that issue. They might have their first rounder, but I'm not sure Tyler Shuck is the answer, and I'm not sure. No. I'm not sure who the next. I'm not sure what quarterback in this draft will be the answer. I don't know yet. I mean, it's kind of hard to see what we've got, but I guess Nussmeier could try it there. I don't know.
It's also terrifying to me that Mike just said he doesn't think we're done spiraling.
I don't. We're 3-4. We've had a couple. We're just like, what, 3 weeks removed from beating the Bills.
Yeah. Well,
we've got the Patriots and the Colts the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, it does. And
they're a lot better than the Dolphins.
You've got your worst travel stretch
right now
of the season starting now, because
right,
you're going to the Northeast and coming home, and then you're going to Germany.
Yeah, it is a tough schedule. Of course, we're going to continue to talk about the Falcons' loss yesterday. We're also going to update the scores for Man Up Monday, and we've got a mic'd up.
I've got 2 3-up, 3-downs in front of me. You guys are going to tell me during the break which one you want. All right, I've got a Falcons-centric 3-up, 3-down, all Falcons topics. And I've also got one that has no Falcons topics. So you guys tell me during the break which one
you're going to want. Can I tell you now?
Go ahead.
No.
Unfortunately, I don't think that one's going to win.
You'll
we'll see.
Hear what we decided next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for spending your morning with us. We are commiserating with you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, taking your calls at 404-726-0929 on the Falcons loss. What do we need to do? What changes do you want to see? Get all your feels out. Dylan will take your call now at 404-726-0929. This segment is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. While we wait for those calls to come in, Dylan, can you go ahead and fire up some Man Up Monday? Give us some updates here.
No.
What was that?
All righty. So, I had a little trouble there on the switchboard. But
no, we're not laughing at you. Allie and I got an inside joke. Don't worry about it. Tell us how bad I sucked this weekend, because I had a bad weekend.
Bo, you were pretty bad, my friend.
It was 1-4, wasn't it?
Yeah, 1-4 on the week this weekend. That brings you to a whopping 19-14. Yeah, it was really your worst beat was you took the over in Houston 49ers, and the final score ended up coming up to 41. The over under was 41.5,
yeah,
and you took the over, and the final score came out to be 41.
That was a bad beat. My worst overall pick was the fact that I had Vanderbilt and Missouri taking the over and like 51.5, and they scored 27 points.
That's bad on Vegas' part.
That was rough. I still don't understand how Mike has one more outcome than me, but
I gotta go back in the vault and figure that out. Mike, you were better than Bo, but you still weren't great. You went 3-2 on the weekend, so
I'll take that all day. What do you mean?
That's a good weekend. That's a good weekend.
I was gonna say this man's like I'm like oh I went 2-3 then 3-2. All over that.
Yeah, he won money, Dylan. He had a good weekend.
That's true. Won money. 3-2 on the weekend. So Mike, that puts you at 21-12-1, and again, we got to figure out that math, because my math is not quite math, and I'm one off there. But anywho, right now you are 21-12-1. Bo, you are again 19-14. So there we have it.
There you go. I feel good about it. Catching up slowly.
Look, still the best picking show on this station by far.
There you go.
So you still have to hang your hat on that, fellas.
You'll love to see it.
That's like the only silver lining of this morning, because we got to talk about what happened yesterday at Mercedes-Benz. We are accepting your tweets, accepting your calls right now at 404-726-0929. B. Wallace did tweet us saying, how many times have the words "we got out-coached" come out of Raheem Morris's mouth before we believe him? Seems like he says it after every loss. He does say he likes Raheem Morris, though.
Yeah, I mean,
it's tough because you're asked a lot of questions, some of which you haven't found the answers out to, because you do want to go back and watch the film before you kind of, throws anyone under the bus or say what did or didn't happen. So there's and you don't want to say, well, we got outplayed, because now it sounds like you're blaming the players. So it's kind of unfortunately, it's kind of one of those things where you just, there's really not much he's going to say. And that's pretty much the most PC thing he can say is we got outcoached. Because if he says, well, you know, Jake Matthews missed that block and Kirk Cousins overthrew receivers and J.D. Bertrand, I don't know what the hell he was doing.
Yeah, because all it's going to take is Jake Matthews being like, yeah, our offensive scheme sucks.
Well, that
you want to play that game, I got one for you too, buddy.
But see, here's the other thing. And I'm not saying that it's this message, but someone is going to say, what kind of coach does their players under the bus?
So I got thoughts on Raheem, but we're going to get to the phone lines first. I do have thoughts.
Yeah, Troy in College Park has been waiting a while to talk to us. So, Troy, what's going on this morning? How are you feeling?
Matt.
Yeah.
I was at the game yesterday. I've been in a way game. Minnesota game was phenomenal. Yesterday it was just a lackluster, and that's why they were unprepared. The same way they came out flat against Carolina. It's almost like they overlooked Miami and said, okay, let's just get ready for New England. We'll win this game. But what I do know is when we don't have Drake on the field, we are just horrible.
Yeah.
And we know as a defense, zone right, zone left, and I know you said the backside was coming down. When there's no hole for Bijan to get through, of course the backside is going to come down. I'm just frustrated. And stop saying we were out-coached. Fix it.
Yeah, I'm with you, Troy. Phenomenal phone call. I'm right on board with him. And I said, you know, I'll give you my thoughts on Raheem. I'm not a fire the coach midseason guy. I think Bo and I have always kind of agreed on that. We went the distance with Arthur Smith until you couldn't anymore. And I think that we both were trying to be positive about where Raheem's at. I don't think Raheem needs to be fired right now.
Mm-hmm.
But if the season ended today, I would fire Raheem. There's no doubt about that in my mind. If the season was over today and we were looking at this season as an entire total picture and had played 17 games and this was the output, he would need to be fired. There's no doubt in my mind. I think at this point, you look at it and say, okay, you know, Zach Robinson, whatever else, there needs to be changes somewhere, right? And I'm not saying any of them need to be fired. I don't know, you know, where that leaves your offense, where that leaves your playbook, where that leaves your install, whatever else it may be. But I think Raheem, if it doesn't get pointed in the right direction, because I think the window opens next year. Penix becomes not a rookie quarterback. He's all of a sudden into year three. You've dropped the Kirk Cousins money from the roster. Bijan is close to getting a contract. Drake probably is getting a contract. All these pieces are coming together where you should be hitting the ground running next year. But if you're not moving that direction towards the end of this season, I got issues.
You're 3-4. You have to be 7-3 to get to 10 wins. I don't know if 10 wins gets you in the playoffs right now. I don't know. I'm not even worried about that. But the reality is I think if you don't go 10-7, I'm not sure where you stand. I'm not sure what happens. But you have major flaws that you've got to figure out a way to fix immediately.
Yeah.
And I don't know how we got here. Because I do, don't get me wrong, I do. But like 2 weeks ago, you know, we had just beat one of the best teams in the league, a team that bounced back very well yesterday. And you look like you had creativity, you had everything rolling, and now everything looks – you just look completely lost all over the place.
I think we are very lucky in hindsight that the Buffalo Bills did not come out and use the same strategy against our defense that both the last two teams did. Because when they did it in the third quarter with James Cook, they did it effectively. But they were already behind at that point, and then they got away from it in the fourth. I don't know why. We've talked to Dave Archer about that. I don't know why they got away from James Cook in the run game like they did in the third quarter. But if they had come out in the first quarter and did that with James Cook, I think we'd be talking about a different result in that game.
I don't know, though, because offensively you were able to do things that you haven't done since. You were able to sustain drives. You were good on third down. You were able to run the football. You know, you had a decent balance. You haven't done any of those things since that game.
No, you haven't.
So – I understand your what you're saying, and I don't disagree with that, but I'm just looking at the other side of it too. I mean, defensively, you got your ball ran down your throat in San Francisco, and you still only gave up 20 points, and you still found a way to limit and stay in that game. That did not happen yesterday.
I would do
because
away,
you couldn't sustain anything.
Defensively right now, I would do away with these five-man fronts. I'd do away with the nose guard. We talked about it last week. We've talked about it a number of times. Five-man fronts and off-ball linebackers. They've been running two B-gap players, really, on the inside eye of the tackles, and they've been running a nose guard. And the problem is that, and this happened last week, it happened yesterday, all of a sudden you get a tight end, all of a sudden you get an extra, you know, tight end outside of that, and all of a sudden you get a fullback, and that C-gap is like 8 yards wide. And then all of a sudden you're asking Arnold Ebiketie to swallow up like two different blockers and then also keep contained. And that C-gap is getting absolutely destroyed with TQ Graham or whoever else is out there trying to play across the offensive tackle's face and defend the C-gap. It ain't happening. You're getting destroyed. You're getting pancaked by these double teams between these tight ends, these tackles, and everybody else involved. Allie's voice carries a little more weight than Bo's, so I am going to go with the Falcons heavy, three up, three down in here. She said, I think we need to go with the Falcons. Just a reminder, Buffalo's Cafe, always presenting sponsor of Mic'd Up. Come visit us at one of our 13 Atlanta locations. Okay, so here's what I've got for the Atlanta Falcons, three up, three down. All right, I'm going to start with the ups.
Okay.
Brandon Dorlus, I thought, played a phenomenal game yesterday. I thought he was the lone bright spot in the entire game. Yes, Kyle Pitts caught 9 balls. Yes, Kyle Pitts has absolutely seen an uptick. I think we all kind of expected that with Drake London being out, that you would try to get the ball to Kyle Pitts. I'm not a huge fan of some of the stopping and starting that they utilize him for in the flats and things like that. He shouldn't be catching screens. Don't get at me with that. I don't need to see it. Catch him on the run and utilize his speed. Can I give you the other two ups?
I don't know how there are them two more.
The ups are the Patriots' thoughts of winning this weekend and the Colts' thoughts of winning in 2 weeks. Those are the other two ups for the three up. The Patriots' odds of winning next weekend up in New England and the Colts' odds of winning in Germany have gone through the freaking roof after yesterday.
Huh.
Unfortunate, to say the least. All right, now for the downs. Zach Robinson. Zach Robinson, as low as his stock could possibly be right now, and I am shocked if they don't make a move this week. Problem is, as Bo and I have talked about a bunch over the last 24 hours, whatever it may be, I don't know what that move is.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how you change the entire playbook midway through the season. We're kind of stuck unless you can just go about adding small wrinkles here and there through Dwayne Ledford, TJ Yates, Ken Zampes, whoever else is involved in this entire ordeal. I don't know, but we'll see how that happens. Second down, wide receiver core. We got to a point yesterday in the middle of the third quarter where I looked at Grant as I got back to the studio and I said, does any wide receivers have a catch? And he said, Darnell Mooney's been targeted once. David Sills has a catch. And maybe Casey Washington has a catch. And that was in the middle of the third quarter.
Going into that game, you had 60 receptions from that position group. 38 of them belong to Drake London.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And we talked to Arch in the pregame yesterday, did we not? And he said, you know, I think this is a good opportunity to kind of spread the ball around. Kirk's going to diagnose the defense. We'll be able to spread the ball around to different wide receivers. We won't get locked on Drake London. Yeah, we didn't get locked on anybody, unfortunately. And the third down, we just talked about it a second ago, the run defense. We got TQ Graham back. Obviously, there's been issues with Kale London and his health. Zach Harrison was not a part of this. Divine Diablo, not a part of this. Billy Bowman, not a part of this. The C-gap and the exposure to a group of offensive linemen that had no business destroying us up front the way you did yesterday in an offense that kept you completely off balance the entire time. At no point did I feel like we were at risk of actually shedding a block and making a play at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, well, I can go ahead and tell you. The game plan for New England is going to be just what that we've seen the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I completely agree.
And they're set up for a little bit better, I think.
Yeah, guess what? Drake May can move. Tua wasn't going anywhere. Drake May is going to be on the fly. I don't even want to talk about it. I'm sick.
If you have thoughts, comments, concerns, we are having group therapy today on the morning shift, 404-726-0929. That's going to be the wake-up call. And if you want to get your Thanksgiving week started with some golf for a great cause, this is an up. Sports Radio 92.9, the game's third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic presented by Finley Roofing is coming up on Monday, November 24th at Eagle Watch Golf Club in Woodstock. Now is your chance to sign up. Go to 929thegame.com, click the events link, but do it now because foursomes are going quickly.
Foursomes?
I was wondering if we were in a good enough mood to do that or not. Foursomes.
Always.
Always in a good mood for foursomes.
It's the third annual.
Some would say a good four. Some would put you in a good mood.
That's true, too. Touche.
All right. This is all benefiting Pets for Vets. November 24th. Go to 929thegame.com. Again, the wake-up call / group therapy is next. 404-726-0929 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.